We have a duty as a government to continue to ensure the peace and security of the demonstrators and also of those who will wish not to participate in that demonstration. In that regard, our law provides that those who will wish to participate in any such process that will require occupying the public square, the public space, to present themselves and make a request for a permit. And this government has issued many such permits in the past. We don't see why we will not do so now. At least then we can help the organizers, provide them the kinds of security protection that they will need to express themselves as they so desire.
Mr. Minister, when your government says that you have the right to maintain the peace and protect those who may not participate, you are assuming that the planned protest is going to be violent.
Well, as a government, you have to hope for the best, but also plan for the worst. Then also there is the psychosis in our country about the month of April that I'm sure, James, you are aware of. A lot of tragic experiences occurred in our country in the month of April. And so it is sadly a month of difficult reminders. We just, as a government, want to be responsible and make sure that, democracy is about orderliness. Our peace is one that is still fragile, and we want to make sure that the 10 years of peace and security that our society has enjoyed, that all of us have enjoyed, we can continue to do so.
Does your government accept the fact that these people who are planning this so-called protest have a constitutional right to do that?
Yes, they do. But that constitutional right, which is Article 17, is to the effect that it must be peaceful assembly. Our people have the right to peaceful assembly to petition the government. There is no concern if this is intended to be peaceful.